Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Hey, welcome, everybody. Great to be with you on a Friday. And you know what that means? It's Freedom Friday, where me, as your very humble radio talk show host, extend to you the freedom to call and talk about anything. Call or email, by the way, anything you want to talk about. Politically, maybe it's got to be political, okay? Now, maybe you want to comment on that incredible thing that happened last night in the NFL game, right at the end of the game, because there are political implications to this, friends. No, I know. Maybe you're thinking that's a stretch. No, I'm not. Because it's part of a cultural thing that is happening right now, right here in Oregon. We could talk about that today. We could talk about this story about how the Oregon Chief Justice has decided, the Supreme Court Justice, that they're proposing a rule that bars ICE from all Oregon courthouses from arresting anybody in the courthouse or outside the courthouse unless they have a judicial warrant. What do you think about that? The headline on Fox 12 is the Oregon Supreme Court Justice bars ICE from courthouse arrest without judicial warrant. Now, the problem is that not everybody, you know how this goes, right? An ICE detainer request is different than a judicial warrant. Kate Brown's law and her executive action and what the Oregon Supreme Court Chief Justice is saying here based on the committee's recommendations. This is a proposed rule, folks. And you can comment on it. You can. And I hope you do, because I think I will. The Oregon Supreme Court Chief Justice cannot just say, ICE, you can't walk in our doors anymore unless you have a judicial warrant. No, you can't do that because federal law trumps state law. And this ultimately, folks, is going to be struck down. All of these crazy, stupid kind of laws are going to be struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court eventually. I hope. Let's hope, by the way. Hey, by the way, there's another story about this. What do you think about the state, you, the taxpayer? We're helping to pay for asylum seekers avoid deportation. Huh? Yeah, and they start off this story, which is, where the heck is this story? It's some online news service, TNS, whatever the heck that is. Anyway, with this heart-wrenching story about this poor guy in Honduras who keeps getting extorted by the criminal gangs because he was working on his father's small ranch. And finally, he just had to flee Honduras, and he went to Texas illegally. And then when Texas decided to clamp down on those people, he didn't feel safe there. So he, guess where he came? He came to Oregon because we're a sanctuary state. He felt safe. In fact, that's what he says. He's quoted in the story, "This is my home. I feel more safe here." And now there's a new state legal defense effort. It's called Equity Corps of Oregon. And it uses technology to pair immigrants, in other words, illegal aliens, asylum seekers, and refugees with help in immigration court, no matter their ability to pay. So it could be somebody who has money. You know, it could be driving one of those really fancy cars, you know, with the really expensive wheels on them and the big boom boxes going, and it doesn't matter. I mean, they could have money. They could be making money. And there's no income test. We get to pay for those people. What do you think about that? It's $2 million of your money. Another one of Kate's wonderful little ideas. What do you think about that? It is Freedom Friday, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. You can send me an email to jeff@1220.am, and I'll try to read it on the air and all of that. All right. Were you watching the Thursday night football game last night on the NFL Network? I was. And by the way, let me tell you, this one of the reasons I love this time of year is there's a lot of football on. I mean, if I wanted to, I could watch football just about every day of the week, except Tuesdays and Wednesday nights. You can watch, well, this is Friday. You could watch Friday night college football. You can watch football all day on college Saturday, right? College game day, and Saturday evening. Of course, professional games on Sunday. And then Monday night football, professional. And then you get 2 days off, Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And then Thursday, you got an NFL game. I love this time of year. Now, last night, the Cleveland Browns have been hurting for a long time. They got Baker Mayfield as their quarterback. They got Odell Beckham Jr., who came in from the Giants, a fantastic receiver. They got this great running back whose last name is Chubb, and this guy is tearing it up. Now, even so, they have a very mixed record. Last night, the best player on their team committed an egregious offense last night. I mean, he really did. It was what he did, well, is being called criminal. Have you seen the video of this, folks? I'm quite serious. It is the headline on Drudge. Show is impeachment day two. So, by the way, is impeachment day two. Folks, please don't. Right now, I am not watching Fox News. Normally, I have Fox News on my TV. It is off. Well, the TV's on. I'm on Fox Business. They are not following this circus sham impeachment going on in Washington, D.C. Neither should you. And you know why? Because you do not want to give it legitimacy. Lindsey Graham said that, and he's right. We shouldn't, because it is a sham. And the ratings so far, from everything I've read, are really low on this thing. Nobody's watching it, especially after the two very boring bureaucrats that were on yesterday. Anyway, it is the headline. The NFL helmet attack shocks NFL is the headline. Calls for jail could have killed him. So, I mean, I'm watching this, and, you know, Joe Buck and Hall of Fame Super Bowl winning quarterback Troy Aikman are, you know, are calling the game here. They've never seen anything like this in the NFL. After that, I went to Sports Center. Scott Van Pelt, he had a two-time Super Bowl champion, a guy, big lineman, a guy I've never seen before, but won two Super Bowls there on set with him. And then they had Keyshawn Johnson. Nobody has ever seen anything like that. I turned on the TV this morning and the same thing. Other former NFL stars, never seen anything like this before. Because what happened was the best player on the Browns got into a scuffle with 5 seconds left. Well, 8 seconds left. Okay, let's be accurate. With the quarterback of the Steelers, ripped the guy's helmet off, and he's trying to be restrained by another Steelers lineman, and he literally swings the helmet and hits the quarterback in the head. That's the thing that's got everybody upset. Now, after the show, he was very, after the, yeah, the game, he was very contrite. They interviewed him live. And he realizes it was wrong, and the coach said it was wrong, and Baker Mayfield, the quarterback of the Browns, said it was wrong. Literally, as I'm watching SportsCenter, there are guys, this guy on the set, former NFL player, said this was assault. It was literally assault. And he ought to go to jail. Now, this is a professional game. It was that bad. I mean, think about it. He could have, literally, could have killed him. A helmet, a football. I mean, I've worn them when I was in high school, and then later when I was playing, clear into when I was 40, playing in alumni games. Helmets are heavy. When you hit somebody with a helmet on the head, you could cause a severe concussion. Frankly, you could kill somebody. You could. This guy is probably going to be suspended for the rest of the season, and he should be. If this has never happened, by the way, there was another player who plays for the Raiders who's been suspended three times in the NFL. This year, he was suspended the rest of the season from early on. He missed 12 games, going to miss 12 games. This guy should miss the rest of the season. Maybe he should be prohibited from ever playing in the NFL again. Now, why would you do that? You would do that to send a message, a very powerful message. Because, see, the NFL is more than just college athletics on steroids. This is a profession. You get paid a lot of money. There's a lot of money on the line with these team owners. A lot of the taxpayers have money on the line because they're building, I am against this, but we are building these mega stadiums with taxpayer money. When you do this kind of thing, you leave such an incredible black mark on a team, on a city, on a sport that we all love. Now, you couple this with the controversies that the NFL has had with Colin Kaepernick, who gets his tryouts this coming weekend. 11 teams are going to be there. If you couple all of that, if the NFL does not send an incredibly powerful message to this guy, not only are your ability to make a living, which is a true privilege, because few people ever have that opportunity, your ability to make a living to do this is over. You're banned from the NFL permanently. That's what ought to happen to this guy. Is that too extreme? So let's take that. And then let's compare it to politics and what's going on today in Oregon, in Washington, D.C., in the swamp. Freedom Friday, what do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220 is the number to call. Back in a moment at 620.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
All righty, we are back. Good to have you with us. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about politically today? 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220. .am. All right, so how is the egregious assault by Myles Garrett, who is the Browns star football player? He had a bunch of sacks. That was a fascinating game because the Browns beat up on the Steelers. Usually it's the other way around. How is it that this guy, who does not have a reputation for losing it, and that's what he did, How is it that he could do something so bad? Because he lost control. One of the criticisms of the Browns team, and I'll relate this to leadership here in Oregon and what's happening in Oregon. One of the characteristics of it is that the coach is Freddie Kitchens, who's like the third coach in the last 2 years, does not have control of the team. Now, that may be a fair criticism. If that's true, I mean, you won't see this on you will not see this on a Bill Belichick Patriots team. You won't see this on a Steelers team. Because those coaches don't tolerate that stuff. You do that kind of thing, you're gone. You could be Tom Brady. Tom Brady did something like that, Belichick would get rid of him. That's leadership, folks. Now, in Oregon, the governor is perfectly fine to have Antifa show up in downtown Portland and let them run wild and beat up protesters. One guy just went to jail, right, for 6 years? We saw the videos of journalist Andy Ngo being assaulted. Those people haven't been brought to justice yet. Everybody's okay with that. You see, Kate Brown didn't condemn it. She didn't say anything about that. Leadership. Or lack of. Mayor Ted Wheeler of Portland. Oh, yeah. He said it's sad, but you know we shouldn't let the cops standing aside letting Antifa beat up on people's cars, take over entire intersections, take over sidewalks and businesses, destroy some storefronts. Leadership. It's the messages we send. You know it and I know it. It's no different than you and your family. It's no different than the place you work. Who the boss is, what messages they send. It's culture. Until we have leadership that says, we're not going to tolerate this kind of thing in a blue state. Until we have leadership that says that, violence will be allowed to happen. But it won't be conservatives doing the violence. It'll be the Antifa crowd. And they won't be held to account. But yet, when a conservative goes to film them and gets assaulted and pulls a gun, he gets tried and convicted in a kangaroo court in Portland, Michael Strickland. You can't have two systems of justice, and we're seeing that play out in Washington, D.C. right now. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning. What do you have to say on Freedom Friday?
Well, you have a string of words that you put together about totalitarian Marxists that is very accurate. And I wanted to call in and say that that's not just a string of epithets, that you're not just name-calling. And the Communist Party USA stopped running a candidate in 1988. And since then has only taken the action of endorsing the Democrat candidate.
So that's interesting, isn't it?
The Communist Party USA has found their niche within the Democrat Party. Every month, the Democrat Socialists have a meeting here in Salem. And if you go to the meeting, it's very much a communist type of meeting. They believe that we are the problem. They believe that we are dangerous. And
conservatives?
American citizens who don't, who are too informed. If you're too informed, you're dangerous. So the Victims of Communism group is a really good group to go and find the history of communism. Victims of Communism, I've heard people interviewed on the radio, and also you can go online and just go to their website. You can start getting information from them. But if you go to the Communist Party USA website, you'll see that their goals are the Democrat goals. They are working through the Democrat Party. And it's more than just saying, oh, that we need leadership. What we need is for people to understand that the Communist Party is working through the Democrat Party and pretending that communism no longer exists. When you talk to the young people, they laugh at you and they mock you for using the word communist. But Manny Martinez, he escaped Cuba, and I've heard him numerous times talk about what it was like to live under communism in Cuba, and he's created a page that he handed to me a while back that has a quote from one of the leaders of the Communist Party USA that said they no longer needed to run a candidate because the Democrat Party was their choice.
Can you quickly give us that? We're at the bottom of the hour break. What is the webpage?
What?
All right, Rebecca, we'll have to let you go. We're at the bottom of the hour. It's 6:30, Freedom Friday. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. It's 24 minutes to the top of the hour. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about politically? What do you want to get off your chest? Anything is okay. All you got to do is just give us a call. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. And emails to Jeff at 1220.am. So, you know, the NFL scrum at the end where, you know, the Cleveland Browns player hit the quarterback's head, ripped off the quarterback's helmet, and then turned around and hit him in the head with it, was assault. Some people are calling for jail time. Now, this is professional athletics. It's a black mark on the NFL. As bad as, in my estimation, and I mean this, as bad as Colin Kaepernick taking a knee and other players joining him, which I will tell you, for me, just soured me on the NFL. I mean, I wouldn't watch for about a year there. I'd watch college football. I know Sean Hannity's talked about that, and it's true. I've been slowly coming back to the NFL because I love the NFL. And I think the players in the league figured out that this is a business. Well, they knew that. The owners, the team owners, which run the NFL, with some incredible tax exemptions, by the way, and with some incredible, shall we say, other exemptions in like antitrust law. This is a big time business. These teams are worth billions of dollars if you're going to sell them. If they don't come down hard on this guy, maybe the hardest of all, permanent ban from ever playing in the NFL again. That would, If they don't, what kind of a message do they send? Now, juxtapose that with politics. The circus that we see going on in Washington, D.C. again today, and I hope you're not watching it. You'll hear plenty about it. Don't legitimize this sham impeachment hearing, the Schiff show. Don't legitimize it by watching it. Be aware of it. Read about it. You're not going to learn anything really more than what you knew previously, okay? But if the people behind all of this are not exposed and then held accountable, what message does that send? If Kate Brown and the liberal Democrats, the regressive totalitarian Marxists, are not held accountable for what they have done and are doing to this state to transform it, which they think is appropriate, which they think is the right thing. And apparently they've bamboozled enough of the voters to support them because they keep reelecting them, right? If they're not held accountable for looking the other way and allowing violence by the far left against conservatives, what message does that send? Does the violence continue? Well, answer that question yourself. It's human nature. Now, I want to go back to something that Rebecca said, because it's about Manny Martinez. He's a guy I know. Manny Martinez told me he sat across the table with other business leaders when he was a very young man, because his family owned businesses in Cuba. He sat across the table from Fidel when Fidel first took over. And Fidel lied to him. We're going to take over your businesses. And it was a lie, because they did ultimately. Manny's family lost everything. He fled Cuba. It's a powerful story. If you've never talked to Manny Martinez, I hope you have an opportunity to do that. If he goes to Republican meetings. He is a passionate, passionate believer and speaker about liberty, communism. Now, Rebecca's right. What the left has done, what the communists have done, they quite literally have folded themselves very quietly into the Democrat Party. They are basically the Democrat Socialists of America. Those folks have been around a long time, folks. In Salem, we used to have a group called the Willamette Reds. This was the communist group. They were proud. And you can go and find stuff about them, all right? They've not really been that active. They haven't been around much out there. Why? Because they've done exactly what Rebecca said. They've gone into the Democrat Party. They've found their home in the Democrat Party. Here in Oregon, and frankly on the national level too. Now, she also said something that is powerful. And here's what it is. Young people today don't even know what communism is. They kind of know what socialism is, because socialism is promising all kinds of things, government, using other people's money. All things, all kinds of free stuff to you. That's what socialism is, right? That's what they're being taught in our schools, all of our schools. K-12, right, in all public education, private education, no. By and large, no. Right up through our universities. This is the stuff that is important in our lives, friends. Leadership is important. So when people are running for the city council, like in Salem here, county commission, you need to ask them hard questions about what they believe. Because that's what ultimately impacts your life. This is why we say, this is why we talk about this stuff. This is why we say you have the ability to persuade people around you, because you do. If the Democrat Party has been taken over by the communists, a communist socialist mindset, and believe me, folks, they're almost virtually identical. Socialism just masquerades as communism. If that party's been taken over by those people, why on earth would people vote for those people? Well, I'll tell you why. Because we let it happen. Huh? Yeah. We. We who know better. We who understand history and how the failure of socialism and the failure of communism, every time it's ever been tried, is an example of what you don't do. You see, communism, socialism, is tyranny. Social, you know, Obama coined this phrase. You remember this, friends? Soft tyranny. You got to be kidding me. Yeah, tyranny is tyranny, friends. Our country was founded taking a stand against tyranny. Because sooner or later, tyranny ends up destroying and taking away your liberty. And while liberty, yes, comes with great responsibility, as I often say, it still is far more preferable than tyranny. That's what communism, socialism represents. And unless we start educating those young people to understand that really communism is just dressed up socialism in drag, that's something they'll understand. Unless we talk to our kids and our grandkids about what communism is, what socialism, this is the problem I have with socialism, friends. Socialism destroys the human spirit. And I'll get into that when we come back on the other side of the break. But before we go to the break, I want to remind you, it is Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220. Anything political's on the table. Anything. Maybe you want to talk about this new Oregon taxpayer-funded program that shields illegals from deportation. Yep, we get to pay for it now. Any of that's on the table today. I want to remind you, by the way, folks, last night I slept like a baby. First time in like several days. And you know why? I took some CBD oil in a tincture under my tongue before I went to bed. Friends, CBD products work. Work for me. And you should go down and talk to the folks that I buy my CBD from. Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care on South Commercial, South Salem, right next to Safeway. They've got a great website where you can learn more. It's Vim Salem, V-I-M, vimsalem.com. Vimsalem.com. Go by there. Check it out. They sell CannaShield. And believe me, folks, CannaShield is a very high-quality product because it's made from Oregon-grown CBD. You can have the confidence that it is a high quality product. Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care. You know, maybe you're like me, you're a little bit older, and you're not sleeping too great. Try some CBD before you go to bed. Your experience will be the same as mine. You'll sleep better. It's 6:40. When we come back, more about this topic today. Or whatever. No, that's not poverty. As they march through town to the riverside, they baptize believers in this celebration. We are back, my friend. We gotta move. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220.
That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
All right, it is 10 minutes till the top of the hour. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. We'll go right to the phones. We'll start first with Rich. Rich, good morning. What's on your mind?
Morning.
Hey, Rich.
Okay,
hey.
A couple things. One, the guy that did that illegal hit, he's an adult. He knows better. He's just pulling out the limits, so he should be arrested, tried for assault, and banned from football. The next thing is, when John Kerry was running for president, he sat on the platform with some group called the Clintons and the lady in charge of the American Communist Party, and they held their hands, raised their hands, says they were now called the Progressives. I don't think it gets any simpler than that. And then the last thing is, with these deep staters like Kent and the others, they shouldn't even be there. All they're doing is giving us hearsay, and it's crap. This thing should be shut down.
Do you think the average person who's maybe not paying attention as much as you and I do, do you think they understand that?
Well, I saw a little excerpt from the first day of the circus. And just watching their mannerisms, the guy with the bow tie, Kent, and the other one. Kent spent so much time telling us about his family history. It's like, so what are you trying to prove to us? And if they're such great patriots, why didn't they take down Obama when he gave over $148 billion to Iran?
Great point. Absolutely great point. What happens if we... You know, this NFL player needs to be held. I think it's very appropriate what you just suggested. He ought to be arrested and charged with assault.
Well, let's put it this way. We can't say there weren't any witnesses.
Well, yeah, like maybe 50 million people. So what happens if the people who've orchestrated this coup against Trump are not held accountable?
If they're not held accountable, we're toast.
Because it'll happen again, won't it?
Well, it'll even get worse. Just look at the Supreme Court here in Oregon that you mentioned. They're not trying to go by the law. They're trying to legislate from the bench on their own reason on why they want to do it for the Communist Party.
I think you're right on the money. Rich, thanks so much. Have a great weekend, friend. Let's go to our next call. By the way,
bye.
If you want to sound off, 503-589-1220, 503-589-1220. It's Freedom Friday. You can call and talk about anything politically you want to talk about. Let's go to Art. Art, good morning. How are you, brother?
Hey, Jeff. Good Friday morning. A couple of things this morning. First of all, we shouldn't be watching what's going on this. It's fake trial, but we should definitely be listening to what's going on, you know, to like Rush and all the other people that are watching it. And we most definitely should get on the telephone and tell our representatives. We don't appreciate their party saying our president is guilty until he's been afforded an appropriate legal, and this thing is far from being legal, but you know what I'm saying, Jeff. I mean,
yeah, due process guaranteed in the Constitution for every person. Due process.
Well, due process. I was looking for the words. Still haven't had enough coffee yet this morning. But we most definitely need to let our representatives know. You know, I listened to Nancy Pelosi, describing that Trump was using bribery and all that crap. And that's just a lie. He wasn't bribing. I mean, and for her to say so, we need to hold her accountable for the lies. But unfortunately, what she says within the confines of the House isn't we can't prosecute her for it. But we definitely need to do that. And then I'd like to say about this judge who says, hey, we're going to keep ICE or the federal government out of our buildings and arresting the illegals and stuff like that. That, it to me, a judge shouldn't be doing that kind of garbage. He should be following the law, especially the federal law, because that is the ultimate law. And, you know, he ought to have his rear end ousted out of there if he's doing this stuff. But we all know who's behind it, our governor pushing the buttons. And that's inappropriate, in my opinion.
So how do we hold Supreme Court justices, Supreme Court or appeals court judges, how do we hold them accountable?
That's a good question, Jeff, but they should be held accountable. I don't know all the laws and rules and regulations about that, but he should be making sure the laws are enforced in our state, not pushing for administrative rules or whatever the heck he's trying to do to violate laws. And I don't know, maybe it's, an ethics complaint against him and an investigation, something like that might be appropriate. But
well, it might be, but there's actually another way. And Art, thank you, brother. Got to let you go because I'll tell you what it is. First of all, the Oregon Supreme Court Chief Justice is somebody I never heard of. It's Martha Walters. It's a lady. She enacted a rule Thursday that says ICE agents can only make arrests in courthouses if they have a judicial arrest warrant. That's a very different thing than, say, an ICE detainer. Now, the danger of this, here's how you hold them accountable. Supreme Court judges, all judges in Oregon are elected. Now, what would happen if we put the energy into electing constitutional conservative judges to the courts, if we can find them to run, by the way? That's the other problem. But let's assume we find somebody to run. What would happen if we put the energy that we put into some of these legislative races into putting people on the bench who will fight against this thing, who will stand up for our rights, rather than acting illegally? Because that's what this is. This is a contravention to federal law. ACLU says it's a huge win. The problem is that this allows some people who are criminals to skate. An ICE spokesman said it was ironic that elected officials keep ICE out of courthouses because they don't like laws enacted by other elected officials. Interesting, isn't it? Friends, thanks for joining us today. Be blessed. Have a wonderful weekend. See you Monday.